With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Metabolic genetic research paves the way to treating obesity and diabetes. Breaking down complex conditions such as type 2 diabetes and obesity into the specific metabolic proteins and processes that underline them offers a new approach to studying the genetics of these diseases and how they are interrelated. According to research presented at the American Society of Human Genetics 2014 annual meeting. By studying specific proteins that contribute to such conditions and the genes that encode them, scientists can develop new drugs that directly target the metabolic processes that do not function properly, explained lead author Jennifer E. Below of Houston School of Public Health. Below found that genes that regulate a person's circadian cycle affect quality of sleep but could also put him or her at risk for diabetes. Similarly, the researchers learned a group of related proteins involved in immune system functions and interactions between cells also plays a role in heart health. Children's genes affect their mother's risk for rheumatoid arthritis. A child's genetic makeup may contribute to his or her mother's risk for rheumatoid arthritis, possibly explaining why women are at higher risk of developing the disease than men. Rheumatoid arthritis, a painfully inflammatory condition that primarily affects the joints, has been tied to a variety of genetics and environmental factors, including lifestyle factors and previous infections. Women are 3 times more likely to develop rheumatoid arthritis than men, with peak rates among women in their 40s and 50s. The female predilection of rheumatoid arthritis strongly suggests that factors involved in pregnancy are involved, said Giovanna Cruz, first author on the new study. During pregnancy, you'll find a small number of fetal cells circulating around the mother's body, and it seems that in some women, they persist as long as several decades. Women with rheumatoid arthritis are more likely to have this persistence of fetal cells, known as fetal microchimerism, than women without the condition. The rest of your Superhuman News Update is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
If you've got aches and pains that keep you from doing the things you love, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to what Sherry has to say about Relief Factor.
Last year, I had my right and my left hip replaced. Everything went well with the surgery, but I was having pains in my thighs. I thought maybe this system might be helpful to me. So I ordered some, and kind of like a miracle, I don't have pain in my thighs at all anymore. And for anyone out there that has aches or pains from whatever exercise surgery, they should give it a try because it worked for me, and it will more than likely work for you, too.
Relief Factor helps the body heal by itself naturally. For more information or to order the special 2-week quick start for only $19.95, go to ReliefFactor.com. You'll see testimonials that will simply amaze you. Get the pain relief you need now by ordering the 2-week quick start for only $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com.
For the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. I have to walk how many miles to burn off this soda? Adolescents who saw printed signs explaining the number of miles they would need to walk to burn off the calories in a sugary drink were more likely to leave the store with a lower calorie beverage, a healthier beverage, or a smaller size beverage, according to new Johns Hopkins University Bloomberg School of Public Health research. And those healthier choices persisted weeks after the signs came down. A report on the findings published in the American Journal of Public Health adds to the growing evidence suggesting that simply showing calorie counts on products and menus isn't enough to break Americans from their bad eating habits. The researchers say policymakers may need to rethink how the information is communicated. People don't really understand what it means to say a typical soda has 250 calories, said study leader Sarah N. Bleich. If you're going to give people calorie information, there's probably a better way to do it. What our research found is that when you explain calories in an easily understandable way, such as how many miles of walking needed to burn them off, you can encourage behavior change. Fewer depressive symptoms associated with more frequent activity in adults at most ages. On average, more frequent physical activity was associated with fewer depressive symptoms for adults between the ages of 23 and 50, while higher levels of depressive symptoms was linked to less frequent physical activity, according to research published in the Journal of American Medical Association Psychiatry. Physical activity can reduce the risk of death, stroke, and some cancers, and some studies suggest activity can also lower the risk of depressive symptoms. But the evidence on activity and depression has limitations. The authors examined whether depressive symptoms are concurrent with physical activity levels, as well as whether activity influences the level of symptoms and if the level of symptoms influence activity. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to Primal-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, we have the Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show. During the second hour, we're going to talk about the most amazing form of cardiovascular training on the planet, and you're not doing it. And we're going to talk about that, so you're going to want to stay tuned for the entire show. But first, let me welcome my co-host of the Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show, and that is Ken O'Neill. How you doing, Ken?
I'm doing well, Carl. How are you today?
Wonderful. And we have a really exciting show today. I have to tell you that when you told me who was going to be on the show, I was like a little boy on Christmas Eve evening. I didn't want to go to sleep last night. I wanted the show to start last night. So why don't you do the honors of introducing our guest?
Well, since you brought that up, my sleep was since the blessing of a heart attack a few weeks ago, I've found that my sleeping time and waking time are bridging a lot more. I'm waking up a lot more with dreams, activity, like learning has really progressed.
And lucid dreaming, right?
Like that, yeah, it's a dream yoga. And to punctuate that, day before yesterday I spoke with today's guest, and last night was engaged in a lot of dream activity, extending that conversation about the model and research supporting it that she's done on stages of, shall we call it spiritual growth or evolutionary unfoldment, a couple of final steps of which are not commonly recognized. I was very surprised hearing her articulate them and delighted, I might say. Today's guest follows in the wake of last week's guest. Last week we had John White on talking about his vision of Homo noeticus, of the future possible human, and recounting his work 40 years ago with the Institute of Noetic Sciences just after Ed Mitchell had founded it. Today, our guest is the president emeritus of the Institute of Noetic Sciences, Marilyn Schlitz. But bigger than that, and what Carl was alluding to, y'all probably remember, if not for any other reason, the film based on the best-selling novel The Da Vinci Code by Dan Brown. The sequel to that is a book entitled The Lost Symbol. And if you have a background in Western esotericism, that is or shamanism for that matter, that is a code word for reclaiming your lost self. That book has a heroine. And the heroine is modeled after our guest today, Dr. Marilyn Schlitz. The heroine is engaged in noetic research in the novel, and the key to the much of the novel, in the same way that Colin Wilson's Kit Butler psychic detective series of the 70s, hinges upon balancing the normal world with the metanormal, the exceptional that we begin to discover in our world as we break out of the shell of common sense delusion. Marilyn Schlitz's website is marilynschlitz.com. I recommend it. Her projects are not only numerous, but more significantly, represent a wide spectrum of consciousness research. The reason I've used noetics in my work applies so well to what her work has been done. You can't nail it down with a single definition. The work ranges from consciousness healing, living deeply, the realm of spontaneous remission and placebo effect. That wide spectrum of science, emerging new science, that's discovering our forgotten self. So, good morning, Marilyn.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for agreeing to be with us.
I have to say one thing real quick. I only have one question for today's interview, so you need to let me know when I can ask it, Ken, okay?
Right now.
No, well, go ahead. Ask her what she's been doing these days first. Good. That's it.
Well, yeah. I know she's been doing really interesting stuff, and I'd like you all to hear it. So, Marilyn, what have you been doing?
Well, I've been charmed by the introduction, that's for sure. So thank you, guys. What have I been doing? Last night we did a screening of my new film called Death Makes Life Possible in San Francisco. That was pretty exciting. And that's really been the major work right now. I've just finished a book looking at how we can transform the fear of death into an inspiration for living. And that's really the major emphasis right now.
And that's really something that's been on my mind. When I lost my father, seeing him in that bed fading away brought my own mortality front and center, because I thought, oh, wow, you know, I forgot this is going to happen to me, too. And so I really have had spent a lot of time in my head thinking about this, you know, thinking about, gee, am I going to be ready to go? And how do I prepare myself so that going is not, you know, excruciating, but welcomed. And so it's interesting that you talk about this.
Well, I think that's a really great practice. I think that many of the religious traditions have some kind of death preparation practices that they do in order to accomplish just what you said, which is to become more aware of the inevitable rather than denying it. And, you know, making peace with that so that every moment can be really appreciated and lived to its fullest. So, you know,
unfortunately, being raised Catholic has caused me to abandon all organized religion.
Yeah.
And I consider myself spiritual, but I don't subscribe to really any religion, because if you apply critical thinking in life, it's hard to believe in religion. Per se, organized religion at least, but spirituality I can. So I'm going to drop the first question that has perplexed me since reading The Lost Symbol. And that is, in the book, the character that was based on you talks about measuring the weight of the spirit upon death on that super sensitive scale. Was that legit? Was that accurate? Or was Dan just stretching a little bit to make it sound more interesting?
Well, there have been attempts to measure the soul, and it's usually been concluded that it's more about the dehydration of water in the body when you notice a change in the weight. But, you know, there's a lot of really fascinating research that supports the idea that consciousness is something more than just our embodiment, uh-huh. and that there may be something that continues on after life. And some of the most interesting work, you know, it's kind of like a jigsaw puzzle. There's little pieces from different domains, but certainly all the interest in near-death experiences, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, mediumship, all of these provide some very interesting insights into the possible survival of consciousness after bodily death.
Oh, sure. And one of the most daunting for people who subscribe to materialist reductionism science was Carl Sagan. The late Carl Sagan, upon reading Ian Stevenson's work on survival of consciousness, went public and said that Stevenson's work deserves scrutiny and may herald the a new dimension of science.
I want to talk more about this when we come back from the break. Is that okay with everybody?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do this. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking more about this with Dr. Marilyn Schlitz. Stay tuned. You're listening to Transevolutionary Fitness Radio here on Superhuman Radio.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, Mass Pro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoForce is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoForce and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoForce banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Marilyn Schlitz.
If I might make a comment.
Well, I wanted to plug her website first, real quick.
Okay.
So her personal website is Marilyn Schlitz. It's MarilynSchlitz.com, correct? correct, Dr.
Correct.
Okay. But there's also another website that may be interesting to those of you out there who are in this journey of latter life, and that is Death Makes Life Possible. I really like that. .com, right?
Right.
Okay. So those two websites, we'll give them to you again later in the show. Okay. Sorry, go ahead, Ken.
In the, probably 42 years ago now, I joined the staff, the clerical staff of a very large Buddhist temple, fresh out of training in Japan and graduate education and everything, and found that much of the role of a teacher in a Buddhist temple is death-related. Now, at age 28, I had been to 3 funerals in my life I didn't know much about. I think I was a very average American insofar as we're insulated from death. I had probably a 6-month immersion, and much to my astonishment, realized how much in the literature I'd read previously I had redacted, I ignored, I didn't see the emphasis on death and dying. And I went on to learn something about our homes and our way of life. 100 or more years ago, our homes included a parlor as a meeting place, which is what the word meant. But about that time, the funeral industry started and called its locations funeral parlors. That room of the house was renamed the living room. And that's always been kind of iconic to me as a major, major step in how we've shielded ourselves, buffered ourselves from the reality of dying and death. We put dying people in hospices. Now, in some of the cultures Marilyn has talked about, Tibetans, the one I'm familiar with, there is a long process of being with people as they're dying. And I think what rubs off is a sense of our own fragility, of our own mortality with it, that facilitates that step to life. What would you say, Marilyn?
Well, I've been really inspired by the work of Ernest Becker, and he wrote a book called The Denial of Death that he won a Pulitzer for. And in that book, he really talks about all cultures having this kind of existential terror around death, and that it's largely unconscious, so we're not really thinking about it a lot. And yet, it leads to a lot of aberrant kind of behaviors. To the extent that people get triggered by their death awareness, it can lead to certain kinds of social behaviors. In particular, people become much more identified with their in-group, those people that they feel comfortable with, who support their values, and aggressive toward the out-group. So we can look at the kind of religious wars or race wars, ethnic tensions that we experience on a daily basis at a global level. And I think we can attribute a lot of that to this kind of terror around death and mortality. And so Becker, describes the need to bring the awareness around mortality into our focus so that we can overcome that terror and we can change and shift our behaviors. So I think that's really important. And the other interesting thing is now there have been about, thousands of studies done by social psychologists testing Becker's theory and actually showing in many, many instances that when people's mortality salience is up, when they're triggered around this and they haven't had a way of integrating it, they do very, bizarre things. One experiment looked at judges, and they, took this group of people who've been trained to uphold the law, and half of the group got a mortality salience prompt and half of them didn't. And they then asked the judges to put bond on the or bail. They set the bail for a group of prostitutes. And the group who had the mortality salience prompt, who were triggered around their own mortality, were much more aggressive about the amount of money that they were charging these people than the control group. So, over and over again we see this, and I think, in the spirit of health, it's really fundamental that we address this issue.
You know, it's funny you say that because, again, you know, mine is an N equals one experiment, and the closest person that I watched pass was my father. And I watched him as he aged, and I watched the closer he got to death that he became more aggressive, more angry, more easily agitated. Then I think about the old adage, the old lion is the most dangerous. The one that's ready to die is the one that will attack and kill. And then I think about a line from the movie Moonstruck, where Cher said the reason that men cheat is because they're afraid of their own mortality. So the closer we get, and obviously it's an internal signal, it's a clock, it's something we feel, because the lion doesn't know how long he's supposed to live, but he starts getting internal signals that it's getting close to the end and his behavior changes. And the same happens with human beings. But I think that is mitigated if you have a sense of fulfillment towards the end of your life, if you have a sense of joy at the end of your life, if you have that that sense of peace at the end of your life, then perhaps instead of being more aggressive and agitated because you feel like, oh my God, it's coming to an end and I'm not done yet, you're like, this has been a wonderful journey, a wonderful life, and I'm ready for whatever comes next.
That's right, and I think there's some very simple things we can do to sort of bolster our self-esteem around these issues. And, you know, just for a person to sit quietly with a smile on their face and to recall something about themselves that they're happy about, something they're proud of. Maybe, you know, it's as simple as, you know, I know how to give good hugs. Or I'm creative, or I'm funny, or I'm serious about my work, or I raised my children well. Whatever it is that we can take some pride in. And if we just sit quietly and put a smile on our face, and we know that just smiling makes us feel better and causes all kinds of changes in our biochemistry, and then we associate that with something that bolsters our self-esteem, we then can have a lot more resilience in the face of these kind of challenges. And it can be so very simple.
And it's important to start doing when you're younger. You shouldn't wait till you get older, because the quality of life improves, not just the quality of death. If you start to, you know, we talked about practicing being gratified, you know, being grateful. People have started diaries and or posted things that they're grateful for on a day in and day out basis. That improves the quality of life as well. You know, we live in a culture where the poor person wants money. The rich person wants more money. We want more. We constantly want more. But the real magic in life, in my humble opinion, a message that I've tried to give to my own children, is learning to be happy with what you have. It doesn't mean that you can't strive for more, but learning to be happy with what you have is where real happiness occurs.
I think there's an element of gratitude that's exactly that the striving, the giving to get, comes to an end. One of my favorite stories concerns I think he was a 16th century Japanese Zen master who was a religious fanatic. He did his Zen like a ultra marathoner. He got to the point where he was dissatisfied with his progress, so he sealed himself in a 10 square foot hut. People passed food under the mat, you know, and very little of it for him to continue going. He became tubercular. And at one point, sitting, doing his Zen, facing the wall, he coughed up blood, maybe a part of his lung. At that point, it was over. You know what his enlightenment was? Compassion for himself.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe
he became. He quit stressing the militancy of religious practice in favor of the sense of on in Japanese, of gratitude. I know in my own case, which, and this is opening to a question I have about spontaneous remission. In my own case, I woke up sick 2.5 weeks ago, and within an hour had died twice of heart attack, of
heart failure,
basically a heart attack,
right.
And was told that by every person in the hospital for the day. They helped my gratitude. Hey, did you know you died twice? Yes. But what I found in the wake of that is what's become a really very important change in me. My wife's noticed it, and it's not one that's been forced. There's not been a practice. It's been an unfolding of the very sort of thing you're talking about, a sense of gratitude, I would add to it what Joe Campbell used to tell us, that sense of aesthetic seizure, of just the beauty of life, which is, again, another attribute we find in mystical literature. I wouldn't trade it for the world. I don't know where it's leading. I like where it's leading a whole lot better than the life I was living.
Let's take a break. I want to pick this up. This is a great discussion. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health. But have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the Clearly Filter pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code Superhuman to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Yo. Yo. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You want to stay tuned for the second hour when we reveal the single best cardiovascular workout on the planet, and you are not doing it right now. Most of you aren't, that's for sure. Maybe there's an odd one of you out there that is. Right now we're talking with Dr. Marilyn Schlitz and my co-host Ken O'Neill for Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio. You know, For those of us who live in climates where it snows, snow day can actually illustrate how I want to feel when the time comes for me to go. For those of us who live in snow country, we know that when you get hit with the heavy snow, everything stops. You can't go to work. No one expects you to. The kids can't go to school. No one expects them to. You can't go to the grocery store. No one expects you to. No one expects you to do anything. So it's almost like you just give in to it. It's snow day. I guess I'll just sit here and watch a television show because it doesn't pay for me to obsess or worry about anything because no one is doing anything right now. That epitomizes how I want to go someday. I want it to be snow day. I want it to be like, okay, nothing I can do about it, and I'm very cool with it. Any thoughts?
That's an awesome analogy. I love it. I can relate to snow day and feeling the pleasure. And one of the things that came to me in the last segment about gratitude is how little things can trigger it. Brother David Stendelrast is a Benedictine monk, and he's written extensively about gratitude. And, the little things that can surprise us, like a little dandelion growing out of a sidewalk, and, you know, how that epitomizes the resilience of life. Mm-hmm. I think we can be grateful for all kinds of things, and in particular, then, finding the opportunity to be grateful when things are difficult. So when Ken talks about his heart attack, you know, really finding that it's a painful experience. It disrupted him out of a steady state that he was in, but ultimately was a great gift. And so how do we find the gift in every moment? And ultimately now the research is also showing us that that makes us happier and healthier.
Ken?
Oh, I agree. I mean, I'm soaking that in as you're saying it. And particularly, we look at the literature of mysticism. That's a theme. It's not a major theme because most mysticism hinges on doing something, working. But in the more grace-oriented traditions, there's nothing to do but soak in the wonder that is the gift of life. And so I quite agree with it.
We have done, you know, an extensive amount of research looking at transformations in consciousness and how it is that we can wake up, how we can, you know, begin to shift behaviors that we're not pleased with in ourselves. Mm-hmm. And out of that, we interviewed masters, 60 masters from different world traditions, and then did a survey study of about 2,000 people that were kind of average householders, the people who didn't drop out of society and live in the cave. And really looked at what were the qualities and capacities that led to these kind of life-enhancing changes. And one of the most important pieces, the catalyst for these changes, is what we called noetic experiences. And I feel comfortable on this program using that word. And this was basically something direct, a first-person experience, almost always, but not always, painful, something that, you know, really shifts us. And we have an option to deny that or ignore that, and our, you know, defense mechanisms are very powerful, and we can ignore things that we don't want to see and not even know that we're doing it, really. But if people want to then embrace that moment, whether it's the, you know, an illness or the death of a loved one, the loss of a job, a divorce, something unsettling, if we can begin to see the growth opportunity in that experience, that can become the catalyst for this kind of process of transformation that I think, you know, your program so much is about. I think transformation is healing, and healing is transformation. And how do we really engage that?
Yeah. This is...
Yeah, to extend that thought, and with a little of, you know, my background with Michael Murphy in that matter, is that... what was it? About 1950, Margarita Lansky published that big book on ecstasy and religious and non-religious experience. I think we tend to have those ecstatic moments, those breakthroughs, those epiphanies of grace and wonder in ordinary life, but we don't call attention to them. Now, when I got involved in Buddhism close to 50 years ago, I got involved with the wrong kind, according to all the Anglo experts. Mm. I got involved with one that's the singular post-monastic movement established by a couple 900 years ago, same time Zen was being developed in Japan, and which has been complementary to Zen all that period. We've imported Zen to the West without its complement, so we have a kind of a half-baked, if you will, version of the wisdom that's there for the Japanese. And what's the emphasis of the, it's called Shin. The emphasis is on, the visible token of the spiritual life is gratitude. That, it's kind of henotheistic in that the wonder is all pervasive if we allow ourselves to have eyes to see it, kind of like Aldous Huxley's Doors of Perception. And that's the balance with Zen. Zen emphasizes that, but we kind of don't know the background to how Zen's emphasizing that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. For myself, I practice gratitude. That's my meditation practice. And, you know, sometimes it's not so easy. I remember a dear friend of mine was dying, actually, of a brain tumor. And I love to use the Golden Gate Bridge as, you know, a temple because it's just so easy to feel gratitude when you, you know, drive across that beautiful monument. And so I was coming from her bedside, driving to my home, which required I go across the bridge. And so how do you have that sense of gratitude when you're also feeling the pain? And so I would really work with what were the experiences coming up for me that I could feel, you know, deep appreciation for. And, you know, it had to do with the kind of love you can have for a person that I experienced in that moment. It was also the quality of a friendship and how much I could really appreciate and revere that quality. So I think, you know, the most important lesson around gratitude is that it is something that, you know, there are conditions in life when it's very easy, and then there are conditions in life where it becomes more challenging. And that's where the practice comes and the opportunity comes for us to see, you know, the gift in any encounter.
Well, we have to take a break, but when I come back, I want to play devil's advocate here for a second. And maybe gratitude isn't, you know, the medical orthodoxy wants us to take a pill anytime we feel sad, but sadness is a good thing sometimes. It's appropriate. Maybe feeling gratitude isn't appropriate every minute of the day. I want to explore that when we come back. Stay tuned. You're listening to Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio here on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure. Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call Recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the product you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
What's happening?
What's happening?
Hey, hey, now ladies and gentlemen, it's about that time.
About that time.
Turn this thing on now. Hey, let's go!
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay, we're talking with Dr. Marilyn Schlitz. We're talking right now. The whole discussion has been really about, I would say, as Ken liked to call the show, living deeply. And I had a thought. So early in the show when we first started talking about gratitude, I thought, you know, everybody does a gratitude diary. You write down what you're thankful for that morning, and you go on your way. And that's tantamount to the fitness movement today, where you work out for 20 minutes in the morning and you sit for 16 hours a day. You got to flip it around. And so I'm thinking to myself, you know, we need to start doing a gratitude check. How am I feeling right now? Just like lately I've been focusing on my posture. And so what I do throughout the day is I check my posture, go, where am I now? Oh yeah, I gotta straighten out. And if I do that long enough, like a guided missile, I'm gonna find a way to stay more erect and stand straighter longer. The same thing needs to be done with gratitude. You need to do a gratitude check. However, I don't think gratitude is an appropriate emotion, feeling, whatever you want to call it, all the time. I think if you lose a loved one, you lost a job, I don't think you should search for finding gratitude in that. I think you should wallow in the sadness about it, the yin and yang of it, so then you can come back and know what gratitude feels like.
I think that's a good point. I appreciate that. And the gratitude can come with the fullness of our lived experience. So the fact that I have a depth of emotion is something to feel, you know, a reverence for. And I you know, really do think that what you're saying makes sense.
In my traditional kid off the street of Brooklyn's mentality, I was thinking my gratitude would be, hey, I'm not going to feel this way forever. You know, this is going to pass.
This is going to pass. Because there are people in the particular Buddhist movement I was talking about that tend to be fundamentalists about gratitude. You know, you've got to be on gratitude all the time or you're not doing it right, which is BS. Particularly given that what brings people together in temples of that tradition is death. not just somebody dying and we're going to have a funeral. We have the week later service. We have the 1 year service. I've been to commemorations for somebody that died 50 years ago and nobody there knew them. But they're, where this goes, I think initially there's grief, which is a mixture of emotions. It can be sorrow. It can be anger. It can be fright. It can be all those things, particularly with sudden death. With a wasting disease, you know, you've got preparation time. It's not the immense sudden trauma. Death of a child, sudden infant death. I've seen those. Those are crushing, absolutely crushing to young parents. People stricken down in the midst of life. I remember a young mother in particular that riveted me close to 40 years ago, the tragedy. Gratitude, forcing gratitude on people at those moments is artificial, it's intrusive, and it's just damn rude. They need time to grow through their emotions. One of the things we know about people that come to body workers and come to therapies is you ask how you're feeling and people say what? Good. Good isn't a feeling. Much of the educational task, if I don't care if it's a Gurdjieff work or psychotherapy or body therapies, is addressing getting to know your feelings. Identify state-specific feelings. So what you're saying, Carl, has a lot of wisdom to it.
Word has never been used to describe me, by the way.
Well,
not wisdom.
You get a badge. You get a gold star.
The transformation happens in every moment.
Look at this. You know, I want to give the last 5 or 6 minutes of the interview to the movie. I've been watching the trailer during the break. This is really a great movie. This is a movie that most people will shy away from because they're afraid to watch it. But I have a feeling that this movie will not only free you from fear, but propel you to a more gratifying and more exceptional life.
Yeah, if you don't embrace death, you haven't embraced life.
Deathmakeslifepossible.com. You can get the DVD. Is this playing in movie theaters right now, Dr. Schlitt?
Not yet. It's doing community viewings and film festivals. It's got kind of a 3-year trajectory in terms of its rollout. We'll probably start the limited theatrical in the early part of next year, and then there's a book that will be a companion to it that'll come out in May. But I think what you're saying is right. It's, you know, life is practice, and people can find ways of taking these noetic experiences, exploring them, understanding them, and then there are qualities to a practice that can help us to deepen it. And we, in the research, identified 5 factors. One is setting intention. So I have an intention to take whatever this experience is, grief, some kind of pain, some kind of opening, some kind of ecstasy. I have an intention to understand that better, to deepen it. But we know that the road to hell is paved with good intentions, so intention alone isn't enough. What we find across the different practices is attention. Many transformative practices really help us to shift our attention from the glass is half empty to the glass is half full, or to think about the inattentional blindness that pervades our experience in life, which is basically our culture trains us to pay attention to certain things and not other things. And it can be right in front of us and we don't see it because we're not expecting to see it. So transformative practices can help us to shift our attention to, you know, if we're going to talk about the grief process, you know, how do we begin to see the transformative potential that comes in that deep pain and suffering that people are experiencing. The book, I have 4 chapters really dealing with different kinds of grief as transformation and practices for helping to overcome that. And then there's this idea of repetition. So as we're talking about sports and, you know, physical training, you go and you want to work a particular muscle group to begin to see the effect of that. Well, the same is true for these kind of consciousness transformation practices. Mm-hmm. We need to build new muscles, new habits. And, you know, habit building is very challenging. So, you know, again, it's that repetition over and over again. And then guidance. We found that the masters all had some experience of a trusted teacher or a book or a radio show like this that stimulates people. There's also the need to cultivate inner guidance and to really work on our own development and the trust for those noetic qualities that come up for us. And then ultimately there's acceptance because, you know, the world is as it is and it's not, you know, necessarily going to change by our pushing too hard. So how do we become in that state of reverence and gratitude for, you know, what it is just as it is? But I think, you know, really what's important is recognizing that people have to get off the pillow or out of the pew or, you know, into life and use life as practice. I like to think about road rage as a spiritual practice, you know, where we have that moment where, you know, the old brain kind of ignites and we get reactive. If we can then check that experience and begin to see that, you know, we can just breathe into the moment, take it, you know, take the fact that we're stopped in traffic as an opportunity to self-reflect rather than become impatient. You know, those things become very important for the transformative process. And ultimately, living deeply is really about accepting every moment, you know, as it is, for what it is. And that may include the pain, it may include the joy, and it may include, you know, the whole gamut of different emotions all within a moment. So it's really a beautiful process.
I love it. You know, it's ironic or I guess it's silly when you think about the fact that we know we have to sleep every night, so we prepare. We buy beds and we make our rooms nice. When we have children, we buy cribs. We know we're going to die, but that's the only thing we don't want to talk about. I don't want to talk about that. It's the most inevitable of everything that we do in our lives, but no one wants to face it. And if you face it and you acknowledge it, then you'll get your life going a lot sooner. You'll get your life, your life will be more fulfilled because once you acknowledge, hey, like it took my father passing for me to go, oh, wait, I'm going to die too someday. I was 50 something years old by then. I was like, it's a little late in life, you know? So I think this is great. The movie is Death Makes Life Possible. You can go to deathmakeslifepossible.com. Buy the DVD. Watch it with your family. We only have like a minute and a half. Have you taken this movie to any senior centers? I'm just curious.
Not yet. The movie did the international premiere in June. We're just now doing the festivals. It's been a really great experience. Next week it's going to be in Tel Aviv. I was just with a group of Lutherans down in Los Angeles, a Buddhist community in Taiwan, a Muslim group in West Virginia. So it's something that speaks to everyone. It's the great common denominator, and I really appreciate how much, you know, the gift you're offering people by bringing our awareness to it.
Yeah, absolutely. This is wonderful. Dr. Schlitz, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Yes, thank you very much, and thank you for this breakthrough work that you're doing with death.
Well, thanks, guys. You are a lot of fun to be with in the morning, so appreciate it.
Take care. All right, so there you have it. What a great show. I hope that you play this show over and over again and play it for your family and your friends and get the DVD. I'm getting this DVD, deathmakeslifepossible.com. Deepak Chopra is the executive producer, and Dr. Marilyn Schlitz is the is also an executive producer of this show. Ken
and
O'Neill.
Be sure to go to her website. It's rich.
Yeah, the website
tip of the iceberg.
Is Marilyn Schlitz, S-C-H. LITZ.com, MARILYN Schlitz.com. And Ken O'Neill, thank you so much for the effort of putting together this fantastic interview today.
It's a labor of love, Carl.
A labor of love. There you go. Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we will pick it up with more Superhuman Radio. We're going to be talking to Buddy Lee about the best cardiovascular training exercise you could do, but you're probably not doing it now. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception, because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Metabolic genetic research paves the way to treating obesity and diabetes. Breaking down complex conditions such as type 2 diabetes and obesity into the specific metabolic proteins and processes that underline them offers a new approach to studying the genetics of these diseases and how they are interrelated. According to research presented at the American Society of Human Genetics 2014 annual meeting. By studying specific proteins that contribute to such conditions and the genes that encode them, scientists can develop new drugs that directly target the metabolic processes that do not function properly, explained lead author Jennifer E. Bielow of Houston School of Public Health. Bielow found that genes that regulate a person's circadian cycle affect quality of sleep, but could also put him or her at risk for diabetes. Similarly, the researchers learned a group of related proteins involved in immune system functions and interactions between cells also plays a role in heart health. Children's genes affect their mother's risk for rheumatoid arthritis. A child's genetic makeup may contribute to his or her mother's risk for rheumatoid arthritis, possibly explaining why women are at higher risk of developing the disease than men. Rheumatoid arthritis, a painfully inflammatory condition that primarily affects the joints, has been tied to a variety of genetics and environmental factors, including lifestyle factors and previous infections. Women are three times more likely to develop rheumatoid arthritis than men, with peak rates among women in their 40s and 50s. The female predilection of rheumatoid arthritis strongly suggests that factors involved in pregnancy are involved, said Giovanna Cruz, first author on the new study. During pregnancy, you'll find a small number of fetal cells circulating around the mother's body, and it seems that in some women, they persist as long as several decades. Women with rheumatoid arthritis are more likely to have this persistence of fetal cells, known as fetal microchimerism, than women without the condition. The rest of your Superhuman News Update is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
If you've got aches and pains that keep you from doing the things you love, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to what Jerry has to say about Relief Factor.
I spend a lot of time working in my yard, and a lot of aches and pains develop from that. And it doesn't happen anymore because of Relief Factor. I take it, and when I get up in the morning, there's no pain. And I try to get everyone I know to get started because I know it can help them. Plus, my son, who's 43 years old, has shoulder pain all the time. At least he had shoulder pain all the time until I got him started. I tell everyone I meet who has aches and pains to try Relief Factor. It sure worked for me.
Relief Factor helps the body heal by itself naturally. For more information or to order the special 2-week quick start for only $19.95, go to ReliefFactor.com. You'll see testimonials that will simply amaze you. Get the pain relief you need now by ordering the 2-week quick start for only $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. I have to walk how many miles to burn off this soda? Adolescents who saw printed signs explaining the number of miles they would need to walk to burn off the calories in a sugary drink were more likely to leave the store with a lower calorie beverage, a healthier beverage, or a smaller size beverage, according to new Johns Hopkins University Bloomberg School of Public Health research. And those healthier choices persisted weeks after the signs came down. A report on the findings published in the American Journal of Public Health adds to the growing evidence suggesting that simply showing calorie counts on products and menus isn't enough to break Americans from their bad eating habits. The researchers say policymakers may need to rethink
rethink how the information is communicated. People don't really understand what it means to say a typical soda has 250 calories, said study leader Sarah N. Bleich. If you're going to give people calorie information, there's probably a better way to do it. What our research found is that when you explain calories in an easily understandable way, such as how many miles of walking needed to burn them off, you can encourage behavior change. Fewer depressive symptoms associated with more frequent activity in adults at most ages. On average, more frequent physical activity was associated with fewer depressive symptoms for adults between the ages of 23 and 50, while higher levels of depressive symptoms was linked to less frequent physical activity, according to research published in the Journal of American Medical Association Psychiatry. Physical activity can reduce the risk of death, stroke, and some cancers, and some studies suggest activity can also lower the risk of depressive symptoms. But the evidence on activity and depression has limitations. The authors examined whether depressive symptoms are concurrent with physical activity levels, as well as whether activity influences the level of symptoms and if the level of symptoms influence activity. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to Primal-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
She take my money.
Work it, make it, do it. Makes us all the better, faster, stronger.
Work it, make it better, do it faster.
Welcome back. You know, so many of us train with weights, machines, we go to gyms, and cardio is a separate thing. We try to get our cardio in the morning. Sometimes we try to get our cardio in whenever we can. And it's not always easy. You have a lot of complications regardless of the type of cardio you do. If you need a machine, you got to go someplace to do it unless you have a machine at home. If you like to walk or run outside, if it's raining and cold, it may inhibit you from going out and getting your cardio done. There's a form of cardiovascular training that, in my opinion, and I've had experience with it as a kid, is the best cardiovascular training in the world and the most convenient. And my next guest is Buddy Lee. We're going to be talking about it. How you doing, Buddy?
I'm doing great, Carl. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. My pleasure. So first of all, before we start talking about this form of cardiovascular training, let's talk about you and your journey in physical culture. You were an Olympian, right?
Yes, Olympian wrestler.
Okay, talk about it. How did you get started? Where did you go to school? How did you become indoctrinated into wrestling? Talk about yourself a little bit.
Well, you know, first of all, just hello to everybody. And I was just like one of six kids. I was raised by my mother. Father fought in Vietnam. And we raised in Virginia, Richmond, Virginia, and tough times. And I had to make a choice early in life if I wanted to be something in life or be nothing. So I made a choice to do everything I could to change my life because I got tired of going to bed hungry sometimes. So I focused on sports and school.
Mm-hmm.
And Mom did a good job as far as putting food on the table, roof on over our heads and clothing on our backs, but she couldn't be there all the time. And
right.
I found the great sport of wrestling. I wasn't a real big guy. I found the great sport of wrestling because it was for all weight classes. And as a ninth grader, I made a commitment to that sport that this would be the sport to get me to college. And one hot summer day, I was introduced to a training technique by a next-door neighbor, a guy named Mr. Rainey, who was a martial artist, jump rope. And I thought it was for girls.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Two sisters, they always jumping rope with their friends.
Remember Double Dutch? Remember Double Dutch? The girls used to jump Double Dutch, right?
That's exactly right. They're doing Double Dutch and the long rope, and I thought it was a sissy thing. But I saw Mr. Rainey, a fourth-degree black belt, training for his competition. He was jumping rope, and he was doing some cool things. And it was the first time I ever seen a guy jump rope live. And I went up to him, tapped him on the shoulders, and asked if he could show me. And he said, the key to jumping is to be light on the ball of your feet. He said, if you learn how to jump light and control, this can help you for your wrestling and make you quicker, more explosive, great shape. Well, I spent 5 hours trying to master that technique, that one hot summer day between the 9th and 10th grade. Never put that rope down. Put it into my wrestling training for the next 3 years in wrestling. I only lost 2 wrestling matches and became the school's first state champion.
Wow.
Got 15 scholarship offers and went to Old Dominion University on a full wrestling scholarship. And that was – that hot summer day was the introduction to the jump rope to my best training partner, my best friend. But it taught me the foundation to what all jump rope programs should be like. And I kept it into my training. Took it into the Marine Corps as a athlete, and there I won over 20 national titles, 3 world titles, world military titles, top Marine athlete of the year, U.S. Olympian, and then eventually became the spokesperson for fitness for the U.S. government.
So jumping rope, while jumping rope was something you did to become a better wrestler, jumping rope in and of itself was transformative for you.
Exactly. It really just taught me a lot about life at the same time, because it taught me that if I wanted to be good at something, I had to make a commitment, I couldn't give up, and I had to persevere. And it did just so many other great things for me in a fitness way, you know, such as the balance, the coordination, the speed, the quickness, conditioning, weight loss, concentration. It gave me everything that I needed to get that competitive edge in sports.
And jumping rope is all, and I jumped rope when I was a kid. I boxed for the Police Athletic League in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, and that was
all right.
That's what we had available to us. And I learned to jump rope. And early on, I learned that jumping rope, and this is before I knew what Zen was, but jumping rope is almost hypnotic. Once there's a zone you can get into, once you get really efficient at it, where you really don't have to use a lot of upper body, it's almost like the rhythm itself propels the rope. You can actually go indefinitely. It becomes hypnotic, doesn't it?
Well, very much, and hypnotic, and all that stuff transfers over to the brain as far as the benefits there, and allows you to, teaches you how to concentrate so that you can get in the zone so that you can have great performances. So that's one of the things that I hear from other people about those kind of benefits they get from the exercise.
Now, when did you go from jumping rope being a tool for you to be a better athlete to jumping rope being the focus? I like to say that you preach the gospel of jump rope now, right?
Yeah, I think that I deliver a message about, I guess it's from God. Well, it is from God. It's the jump rope is a tool that I use to really, really get people's attention, to make them realize that they have everything within themselves to have an amazing life and be the best they can be in life. And this tool can teach you a lot about it, the steps
okay.
that it takes.
And we're going to tell people how to get – you have a whole group of different classes of jump ropes and jump rope training and so on. We're going to give people secrets on how to get all that stuff. But I want to just stay with this for a second. I want to mention something. So the other day – let's see, yesterday – we were talking with a girl at the end of the show yesterday, and we were talking about the problem that most people have today because they sit so much. Their posture changes, but more importantly, the viscera of the body, the organs in the body get compressed, the diaphragm gets pushed up, people end up with all sorts of disorders like hiatal hernias, gastric issues. I believe that a lot of GERD today is a result of people sitting and then rolling their spine and sitting and crunching forward and that all that internal pressure. Jumping rope, and I can vividly remember from jumping rope does something to the internal organs of the body that makes the soft tissue that connects them stronger. It prepares the body, but more importantly, it kind of, it's like if you've ever had to shake something to get it all to fall into place, that's what jumping rope does. And when you do it repetitiously, thousands of times in a short period of time, it's just, it's almost like tonic for the body. Would you agree with that statement, buddy?
Yes, I would agree with that. And, you know, any kind of movement is going to help you with that, you know. I think you're really talking about the lymphatic system.
Well, that too, the lymph, the fluid, yeah.
Health.
Yes, yes.
And you know, the more you move, the more you remove these lymph, you know, the toxins in your body. That's the purpose of movement.
Right.
And
right.
That's what jump rope does. It removes those toxins around your body, and it's one of the most efficient ways of improving cardiovascular health. And it's not like it's something new. This has been around for thousands of years, and it's not like a new exercise is trying to prove itself. It's already proven itself, and that's why the American Heart Association promotes this as the number one way of raising awareness about heart disease and stroke. And they have millions of kids around the world who jump rope for heart as a way of preventing heart disease and stroke, preventing stroke.
And it's fun too, and it'll make you a better dancer. How about that one? Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to tell you how to find Buddy Lee's website, and we're going to talk more about the single best cardiovascular exercise on the planet. Are you doing it? Because if you're not, you're really missing out. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Buddy Lee. He is a world-renowned jump rope expert, and you can learn more about him by going to buddyleejumpropes.com. So the nice thing about jumping rope is you can do it with a minimum amount of space and without any special equipment, and the rope will fold up and fit in your pocket. You can take it anywhere. In fact, you can jump rope outside the doctor's office while you're waiting for your wife to see the OBGYN to deliver her baby. I mean, you could jump rope anywhere, anywhere. It's great. But can anyone jump rope, buddy? Can anyone? What if I say to you, buddy, I'm a klutz. I can't dance. I dance like Elaine on Seinfeld. Can I jump rope? What would you say?
Well, I say that, you know, jumping as a kid is different from jumping as an adult because, I mean, a lot of people, they lose their balance and coordination, rhythm and timing. So it's a skill movement, and it's a total body activity, and it requires some learning, and that's why I've developed a three-step system, you know, that takes out the guesswork and has safe progression. And in my system, I have three steps called the base phase, conditioning phase, sports training phase. And in those three phases, you learn the skill, you learn safe progression, you learn how to incorporate other movements, you build endurance, and then I show you how to put it into programs. So I say if you can walk, you can jump. I've trained Paralympians with one leg, one arms. They can jump. I've trained blind people to jump. So
really?
If you can move, you can jump rope.
I would have thought it would be hard for a blind person to jump rope because they're depending completely on proprioception. They get no feedback from their surroundings, and that would be harder.
I've seen Olympians jump rope blind, and
that's amazing.
You can put it in their hands. You can put it in one side of their hands, and get them swinging a rope, and they develop a time and a rhythm based on the rope hitting the surface, and they learn how to coordinate the rope swing with the jump.
So what would people find amazing about jumping rope? Like, you know, they always say, oh, you can burn this many calories walking and stuff like that. Does jumping rope, is jumping rope as energy burning, let's say, or energy utilizing as, say, running or walking, or is it even more?
Well, that's what makes the exercise so unique. It incorporates every muscle from head to toe. And the more muscles any exercise incorporates, the higher the caloric expenditure.
Right.
So it ranks as one of the most efficient ways of burning calories. And it raises the heart rate 2 to 3 times quicker than most exercises. And then just real quick, Carl, according to research and studies that were done on this exercise and compared to other, 10 minutes of jumping can provide the same cardiovascular benefits as 30 minutes of jogging, 2 sets of tennis, 30 minutes of racquetball playing, 18 holes of golf, you know, 12 minutes of swimming, 40 minutes of skating.
Wow.
So this exercise is incredible. That's why you see some of the great athletes. You know the boxers. We're associated with boxers. They have used this always as an integral part of their training as far as preparation because it does so many things in such a short time, one space, anywhere, any place.
That's amazing. I didn't know that. 10 minutes. I mean, think about this. Who doesn't have 10 minutes? And who doesn't have 3 10-minute sessions a day in them that they could just break away and jump rope for 10 minutes?
But they don't even have to do 10 minutes. According to some research, they found out that 5 minutes of jumping can improve physical fitness. So I have this big quote saying that 500 jumps a day will help keep the doctor away. So I kind of encourage people, hey, let's see if you can do 25 jumps and then eventually build up to 500 jumps. And just so you know, you can integrate into what you're already doing. You know, you can start off with 5 jumps times 5 sets, then eventually 10 jumps times 5 sets, 20, 25, and you eventually build the timing and rhythm, improve the timing and rhythm, and build your endurance, and you'll start discovering the beneficial self. And it's contagious and it's addictive.
Well, and something you said a moment ago rings very loud to me. As individuals age, they start to lose that proprioception that leads to balance. One of the first things that elderly people lose because of the lack of dexterity and muscular strength is balance. And really, jumping rope trains balance. You have to use balance to jump rope. So jumping rope could really be a lifesaver for the average elderly person, because remember, the number one reason a person is institutionalized is because they've fallen. Once they fall a couple times, the kids go, Mom, you can't live by yourself anymore. You got to go into a nursing home. So if somebody starts with your beginner approach and slowly conquers this, they will actually extend their independent life.
Well, you know, balance, we need balance, and we lose it so much because of all this technology. We're driving in cars everywhere. We don't walk, you know, so much crime in our society. So this is one of the incredible benefits of the exercise, because it increases your capacity for dynamic balance, which is your ability to maintain, you know, equilibrium while you're walking or doing different movements. So because jumping involves being on such a small portion of the foot, like you're on the balls of the feet, so your body's making neuromuscular adjustments to the imbalances created just from being on a small portion. So you're going to improve balance, and because of the vestibular system, which is, you know, in your ear and stuff, you're improving spatial awareness. So, you know, you take a lot of our elderly people, they, you know, fall down because a lot of times they don't have good balance and reaction time. So one of the things about my system, it's designed for high-intensity jumping because I want to improve your reflexes. So this is one of the incredible benefits of jump rope as well, improving reflexes. So it's great for people for everyone from, you know, kids to older people.
We only have a couple minutes in this segment, and then we'll go into a break. But I'm just curious, has anyone done any research on early onset of Parkinson's disease and jumping? One of the first things to go in a Parkinson's disease patient is their balance, even before spatial adjustments, and even tremor doesn't even set in, but they lose their balance first. Is there any evidence that jumping rope can benefit that population?
I haven't seen it in studies, but I know that if you start doing it before, because of all the benefits you get from the brain and the cardiovascular system, you can prevent a lot of things. But I think that once you have the onset of diseases, then it's just a matter of, you know, how can you slow it down?
Yes, but keep it at bay. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's what I want to do, buddy. I want to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about all the different types of jumping there are. I see you have speed ropes. You have racer ropes. So there's obviously some real high-level jumpers out there. I want to talk about them. We're talking right now with Buddy Lee. He is the world's greatest jump rope expert. Correct me if I'm wrong. Your jump rope books have been translated into 18 different languages in 18 countries, right?
No, it's in about 15 countries, and I think we're in about, you know, 3 or 4 different languages. Russian, and just recently been published in Chinese. So I'm kind of excited to see what Chinese look like. I see what the Russian look like. And for myself, I've been to over 60 countries and done over 5,000 presentations around the world.
The ambassador of the jump rope, Buddy Lee. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. In the meantime, visit his website, buddyleejumpropes.com, and get on board. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you've got aches and pains that keep you from doing the things you love, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to what Sherry has to say about Relief Factor.
Last year, I had my right and my left hip replaced. Everything went well with the surgery, but I was having pains in my thighs. I thought maybe this system might be helpful to me. So I ordered some, and kind of like a miracle, I don't have pain in my thighs at all anymore. And for anyone out there that has aches or pains from whatever exercise surgery, they should give it a try because it worked for me, and it will more than likely work for you too.
Relief Factor helps the body heal by itself naturally. For more information or to order the special 2-week quick start for only $19.95, go to ReliefFactor.com. You'll see testimonials that will simply amaze you. Get the pain relief you need now by ordering the 2-week quick start for only $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommendations. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Shake that thing, miss. Can I shake that thing?
Welcome back. We're talking with Buddy Lee. His website is buddyleejumpropes.com, and I can tell you something. These jump ropes are very, very inexpensive. And some of the highest quality jump ropes I've ever seen in my life, the thought and the design engineering that have gone into these ropes are just amazing. And that's why people who jump rope professionally use Buddy Lee's jump ropes. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. But more importantly, I mean, you get started for about $30 with one of these ropes, right, Buddy?
Well, $12, and you don't have to be a professional. You can be a beginner. But what I've done is design a rope for every fitness level and every ability. And one of the cool things I like to say is that we started a jump rope craze in Japan, selling over 2 million ropes. You know, back in 2000, we started jump rope craze in Japan. We went to New Zealand. And I'm happy to say that we're going to be starting the jump rope craze here in the USA in 2015 with this rope on.
This is amazing. And you know what? Okay, let's talk about this for a second. There are different types of ropes. So, as you just pointed out, you can get an entry-level rope for as little as $12. I mean, think about that, folks. You probably pay $30 a month for your gym membership, $19.95 for sure. For $12, you have a portable gym you can take anywhere and jump rope for 10 minutes here and there. This is why more people aren't doing this is beyond me. CrossFit picked it up. Didn't you create the CrossFit jump rope program?
Well, Greg Glassman, the creator of CrossFit, contacted me about 6 years ago and wanted me to educate his CrossFit community. So I was the guy educating them through their CrossFit journal and on their website and going to the different CrossFit centers, teaching them how to jump rope the right way and then how to safely get into the double under. And then, of course, you know that that community has exploded.
Yeah, yeah.
Congratulations to Greg.
I remember when I first started jumping rope, the guy who was training us used to get mad at me if the rope slapped the ground. He'd say, you know, he would say to me, we had cheap jump rope, so we would tie it around our fingers to take out the slack a little bit.
Yes.
But the rope has to be aerodynamic in a way that it's not hitting the ground and slowing down. It literally passes between the ground and the soles of your feet if you're doing it right, correct?
You're exactly right. What we've done, what I have is a new technology. It's called an external swivel bearing system. Unlike the traditional ropes like the ball bearings like you had in the Everlast ropes, we have an external bearing. And this kind of rope has kind of pretty much revolutionized the jump rope industry. And what it does, it eliminates tangle and drag, you know, that's associated with conventional jump ropes. So there's no tangle, there's no drag. So when you put this rope in your hand, it's like, whoa, there's a motor on this thing. It's effortless. It's aerodynamic. And the cool thing about my jump ropes is that they can be adjusted to any height. And then if your rope eventually breaks, which it should, especially if you use it, then you can just replace the cord. If the bearings break, you can actually just replace the bearings. So you can hold on to this rope for the rest of your life, the same rope. You just like a car. You just replace the cord, or you just replace the bearings eventually when they wear out.
So it's completely serviceable. Now, we have a large population of personal trainers and fitness trainers in this audience. Can someone sell your jump ropes and train? Could you certify people to become jump rope trainers?
Oh, right. I like that. That's a good question. Yes, I have the first online jump rope course, Jump Rope Fundamentals. And if anybody knows Human Kinetics, that's the publisher of my book. And that's the number one publisher in the world for sports and fitness books. And they have published my online course. And you can get it on Buddy Lee Jump Ropes with an S.com. You can dial the 1-800-953-JUMP, or you can go to Human Kinetics and get my online jump rope course. And learn how to be an instructor and learn to be certified so that you can teach my system and get people healthy and fit for life.
Well, now think about this. If you're a personal trainer, I happen to know that in 2015, Buddy is going to embark on more of a media blitz type of an approach, bringing the facts about health and jumping rope to the masses via TV. So if you're in your little town and you're already training people, they're going to see, they're going, oh, my God, my personal trainer has been teaching me that same Buddy Lee program recently. This is wonderful. This is an opportunity for you to extend and expand what you offer your clients. Get certified in training and teaching people to use his jump rope program. That's fantastic.
And become my ambassador.
Yeah, exactly.
And your ambassador has many benefits.
In your market. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's the way we really make a difference in the world. I can't do this thing alone. I have many ambassadors around the world. I just had some people from Pixar Studios, the ones to do the animation, and they have one of my ambassadors there teaching all the Pixar studio cameramen and people who make those movies how to use my system. So they wrote me a nice letter saying they're using my jump ropes and training to get fit, and amazing things are happening there. So it's kind of exciting, but like you say, it's a team effort, and I think the mission I have, along with trainers, is that our goal is to help Americans and people get fit and be strong for life.
I wanted to do a program on jumping rope a long time ago because I remember jumping rope as a young man in Bed-Stuy, and I remember how much fun it was. When you really get good at it, you can really get fancy. And if you're around people that don't jump rope and you start swinging the rope side to side and crossing over and 1 foot, 2 foot, it's like they look at you like, oh, my God, that's amazing. But you know what? You can learn how to do that stuff in a few months. Maybe not now that I'm 56. Maybe it'll take me a year, buddy. But still, I mean, you can learn how to be, you can do that stuff. People look at you like, oh my God, that's amazing. I wish I could do that.
Well, if I think that the cool thing about jumping is in getting people excited. And I think that everyone can relate to jump rope. We all have different images or perceptions of jump rope, but if you see someone that's very proficient in jumping, they can really motivate you to just try to pick this thing up. And as an ambassador, you'll have the knowledge to teach people, to rope them in, and motivate them every step of the way. Because this skill, this activity, is an incredible exercise. It changes people's lives, and it's the real deal. There's no gimmick to it. You have to put effort. And when people get the benefits, it's like immediate gratification. And that's one of the things that's, you know, addicting to jump rope, because you get the gratification right away. You don't have to wait next week or whatever. You're like, whoa, what an incredible workout. I don't have to do my run. So it's something that you can easily integrate into your already existing program, something that you can do no matter where you are. When you're traveling, you can take it with you. But the efficiency of it is what makes it unique and special.
And convenience. I keep thinking of the convenience. I could jump rope out in the hall outside of my studio if I want to.
That's right.
I can't jog out there. I can't do sprints up and down the hall. I mean, I can work this into my body weight squats and my push-ups, and I can do a little jump rope. And I did a whole workout during a commercial break. I mean, really, when you think about it.
All the benefits you get from it. It works the brain. You know, left and right side of the brain works at the same time. Mental alertness, spatial awareness, memory. Raises core body temperature to warm up for exercise before you're working out. Develops cardiovascular fitness in 10 minutes. Improves body composition for weight loss. Improves balance and coordination. Shapes, tones, strengthens, and incorporates every muscle in the upper and lower body. Develops brain cells. And you have it. One exercise that can do all these things in one place, anytime, anywhere.
You know, think about it. Remember when we were kids? Somebody would say to you, like, rub your tummy and rub the top of your head at the same time. Remember that? And you can't do it, right? But jumping rope actually is a combined movement like that, because your feet are moving in one horizon and your hands are moving in a different plane. I'm sorry, not horizon, plane. And so you actually are doing antagonistic movements at a high repetition speed. And that's got to, like you said, it's powerful for the brain. That's got to make amazing changes to the brain.
That's right. It requires the coordination and synchronization of several muscle groups. And you get it's rhythm and timing and so many things involved with this exercise. So it's like that's why you have to be very focused and concentrated when you're doing this exercise.
Now
that
you,
transfers over to other things as
well. You have some high-speed jump rope here. They almost look like cheese wires. You know what I mean? They're just metal cables. That's it, huh?
Well, then, and if you're a CrossFitter, I came out with a supersonic speed rope that just came out maybe 3 weeks ago, and we have an 8-time world champion, Lee Resnick, which is on the America's Got Talent. You've seen the group on America's Got Talent. He's the creator of the flight crew. He's endorsed of that rope, the supersonic speed rope. That can turn as many as 7 revolutions per second.
Wow.
And that's for the people competing in the sport. That's for people that's in CrossFit. But then my other ropes, like the Aero Speed, the Rope Master Cross Speed, these ropes, they have the external swivel bearing system. They all have that. And they allow you to turn the rope anywhere from 1 revolution per second to 5 to 6 revolutions per second. So they can go as
fast or as slow
as you like.
I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk about the Guinness Book of World Record holder who uses your rope also. We're talking with Buddy Lee. Folks, for 2015, I hope the superhuman nation embraces jumping rope. I have a feeling that it will propel us, it will help us, it will make us closer to superhumans. Go to BuddyLeeJumpRopes.com to order yours today. I'm telling you, this is awesome. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
attended it.
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge. In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweet with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Buddy Lee. His website is buddyleejumpropes.com. This is the form of cardiovascular training that I am going to be focusing on. You know, the elliptical machine is fine, but it's not fun. Jumping rope is fun.
That's right, and it's cool.
And it's cool. You're right. It is cool. See, when we were kids, we thought it was just for... I remember turning for double dutch. The girls would be like, come on, we're going to jump rope. And the boys would turn, you know. And we'd be there. Yeah. And they'd be singing Miss Mary, Mac, all dressed in black.
All the rhymes.
Yeah. And but you know what? And who knew that they had the secret? I mean, that built coordination. I mean, this is amazing. So talk about the world's fastest adjustable cable rope and the 8-time world jump rope champion and world record holder. How fast? And don't you also have somebody who made the Book of Guinness World Records that uses one of your ropes?
Yes. You know, I'm also a brand. Buddy Lee Jump Ropes is a brand where now I'm trying to be like the Nike of shoes and
uh-huh,
stuff. So
uh-huh.
I have jumpers that I make jump ropes for. So let's talk about... Anikon Francesco, she's a 2-time Guinness World Record holder. She's about 42 years of age. She's from Boca Raton, Florida. And she was in an accident X number of years ago, and she discovered jump rope. And, you know, to help her to get out of her depression. She was very depressed from the accident because she had to get her fingers or something amputated. And she had to deal with that and all the trauma from the accident. So she started jumping rope, and and it started relieving her depression. You know, it started, you know, increasing endorphins. You know, you need those things to help you to feel better.
Right. Right.
And the more she jumped, the better she felt, and she didn't have to use any medicines or anything. So she jumps to stay healthy mentally as well as physically, and she looks wonderful. And she's and she used the Buddy Lee Earl speed jump rope in 2014, April 2014, to break her own record from 11,000 something jumps to 12,632 jumps in 1 hour without a miss.
In 1 hour?
1 hour, so that's nonstop, and that's so I've had Andy travel with me to do some presentations, and it's unreal to see someone that can jump nonstop, and that rope is traveling very, very fast.
Now, I got to believe that rope is passing under her feet three or four times per jump, not one jump,
three times per second.
Yeah.
At least three, but nonstop for an hour.
Oh, man.
And when you get the guys that are doing, see how many jumps they can do in a certain time, they're jumping for 1 minute.
Right.
And they're trying to see how many revolutions they can do. Now, this high-intensity stuff is great for the anaerobic energy system. It's great for weight loss. But you don't need to jump this fast to get the benefits. This is for people who are trying to break records. And but she uses the AeroSpeed, and we're going to have a rope coming out with her name either this year or the beginning of next year.
Now,
and then we have Lee Rezik, which is the 8-time world record and the creator of the Flight Crew, which is the TV group you see on the America's Got Talent, that jump rope group that comes on.
Right.
Well, those are my jumpers, and we're going to do something really big with a few of those jumpers worldwide. So he's endorses that supersonic speed rope that just hit the market 3 weeks ago and is selling like hotcakes. And the rope speaks for itself, but it's one of those things that can move like it's like a race car.
Yeah.
So if you're not used to a race car, don't get a race car.
Yeah, but I was just going to say that. Yeah. Yeah.
When you learn how to jump, then you'll be able to appreciate these ropes.
Start out with an entry-level jump rope and grow into a faster rope. Because if you get one of these ropes that jumps, that spins way too fast, you're going to end up probably hitting your ankles with it. You're not going to be able to, like you said, you don't jump in a race car just learning how to drive because you'll hurt yourself.
Yes, and one of the things about my ropes, they're designed for speed, but they're designed for control. And one of the benefits of my training system is being able to jump at a very fast speed. That's why I say the greatest benefits in jumping is high-intensity jumping. This is probably one of the ways that reverse the aging process. This is great for the brain. This is why I'm jumping the way I do. I mean, you're saying you're 56. Well, in all the videos, if you go on YouTube and you see me jumping and you see the speed that I'm jumping at, I'm jumping at over 50 years of age.
Wow.
And so, you know, my programs have been on Discovery Channel to, you name it, different shows. So I'm jumping at 50, and I'm your age.
Did you ever think it would become this big, buddy, when you first embarked on focusing just on jump rope?
No, I was focusing on, you know, changing my life, the future, and just being a workaholic.
Uh-huh.
And never giving up and not having any excuses for if I didn't win or whatever, I couldn't make any excuses. If I prepare myself the right way, then I knew that, hey, I should be able to be first, second, or whatever. So this was a passion, and this was something I love. And when I started, when I finished my career as a wrestler, I turned my attention to the world and to young people, you know, motivating them, inspiring them to reach their dreams. And I saw that the jump rope was the magic. And so it was still my passion, and I love sharing it. So I never looked at this as a way of making a living until somebody offered me like $20,000 to do something for 1 hour, and then
it
started doing crazy things and, you know, selling a million jump ropes in 1 year and the kind of things that being selected to be the ambassador of fitness for the whole world, for the U.S. government, these kind of honors came its way. And it wasn't just about jump rope, but it was the story behind the jump rope. It's what the jump rope taught me about life. It taught me to believe in myself. It taught me that if I wanted to be good at anything, that I had to prepare myself. I had to practice. I had to be patient. But most importantly, I could never, ever give up.
Uh-huh.
And so this is what fitness is. is making a personal commitment.
Yeah, you don't do fitness for a while and then just stop and ride it out. You have to do it. It's a lifelong thing.
Yeah,
buddy, the BL Complete Jump Rope System comes with DVDs, books, and it comes with a jump rope, or do you have to add the jump rope to that?
The complete system includes rope, book, and DVD. And on my site, BuddyLeeJumpRopes.com, you can get the complete system. If you get the complete system, you get the recipe to learning everything there is about jump rope, but getting all those incredible benefits that we just talked about.
Right.
From the brain to the bones to the heart to the muscles, weight loss, balance and coordination, and reflexes. But if you just get a jump rope and you think you know how to jump because, oh, I used to do this, you won't get all the benefits because you won't have any direction. So
right.
That's why in my book I give you a three-step process of how to learn this thing the right way so that you stay with it. And then I show you programs on how to maximize the benefits of jumping in as little as 5 to 10 minutes. So my programs are 5 to 10 minutes. And so from these programs you can get weight loss, you can get better sports performance, you can trim tone waistlines and firm your legs, and you can just have fun doing it, or just something that's good for dealing with stress. So in this program, you can get anything you want.
Now, the program comes with their choice of the Cross Speed or Rope Master jump ropes, but they can upgrade to the Arrows, correct?
You can get the programs with any rope that you want, any rope complete system. You can get the AeroSpeed complete system, Rope Master, or the Cross Speed.
Okay.
Cross Speed, the difference between Cross Speed and Rope Master is just a shorter handle. They still have the swivel bearing.
Okay.
Cross Speed is promoted by Dr. Sarah Solomon. She's a big hit out there. She's talking a lot to the world about nutrition, and she's endorsed the Buddy Lee's Pink Cross Speed. The Rope Master, that's a longer handle rope. I use the long handle rope because I can do all the cool crossovers,
right,
side swings. And then AeroSpeed, that's like the number one selling rope. The whole world wants that rope, and I have them in different colors.
Yeah, I mean, this is where you need to start, folks. You need to get the complete jump rope system. It comes with DVDs, comes with book. You choose the rope that you want. It's $62.95 if you go with the Cross Speed or the Rope Master. You add $12 if you want the AeroSpeed. I'm going to get the AeroSpeed. And it even comes with a little wrench to service the rope and everything. I mean, it's a beautiful package. I mean, that's a bargain, buddy.
Well, you know what? Just, you know, I think the most important thing for me is to get people moving and get them doing things that doesn't cost that much and get them doing it the right way. So this is one of my models. No matter where I am, I can be in a three-piece suit. If you're jumping with my rope, I'll come over and show you how to jump, and that's what I've done all over the world. And today, I'd just like to offer your audience, you know, a special. We can give them 15% off anything they get. We want to make sure
really?
That they get started. And sometimes if you know, when I'm in the office, I actually speak to people and give them an advice, and that's one of the things that we do special about our business.
How do they get the 15% off, buddy?
They're going to call in and they're going to say that they heard about this my program from you.
Okay,
on
Superhuman Radio. And the phone number they call is
1-800-953-JUMP. JUMP.
Okay.
And that's Buddy Lee Jump Ropes with an S. Buddy Lee Jump Ropes, all one word, .com.
There you go. What a great deal. What a great opportunity. And I hope everybody adds this to their cardiovascular training for 2015. Buddy, thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you very much for helping me, Carl. And I'd like to just say to everybody, stay focused always, train to be your best, and jump, jump, jump.
Take care, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
What a great show this has been today. What a great show. First, with Dr. Marilyn Schlitz for the Transevolutionary Fitness Radio Show. You can hear my allergy coming on. Let me get a sip of tea. Hold on a second. And then with Buddy Lee. If you want to learn more about Dr. Schlitz, you can go to her website, Dr. Marilyn Schlitz, schlitz.com. Check out deathmakeslifepossible.com for the DVD that she and Deepak Chopra have produced. And then, of course, take advantage of Buddy's offer to get 15% off. Go to buddyleejumpropes.com and just tell them you heard about it here on Superhuman Radio.
Their number is 800-953-JUMP. Tomorrow is Friday. I'll be in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo for Casual Friday. We'll see you then. Thanks for listening.